across the Isle of Wight and across the world. This is Vectis Radio.
Yeah, I've got the Jay Jameson. I've just bumped into him, and you meet some really fantastic people at Riverfest because he's the man behind Aspire, the community hub of the island. Welcome, Jay.
Hi, how you doing, Joan?
I'm good. Cool. So lovely to see you and your family here. I think you've got Harry, your son.
Yeah, little Harry. Big shout out Harry and Kate.
Big shout out to Harry and Mum Kate. Hi, how you doing? Hope you have a lovely time, Harry. Dad's on the radio.
Yeah, cool. Hi, Sam.
So tell us about Aspire, your project, the community project in Rye.
Cool, yeah. I mean, I'm not actually the team leader of Aspire, but I'm part of the Aspire team.
Yeah.
Aspire is an old church space that was not being loved as a church in Ryde, and was deemed to be in some sort of transition to be turned into something else. And a guy called Heath come over, seen the possibilities that the community in Ryde needed a space, and he began transforming this old church space where not many people went to no more, and he's turned it into this amazing project that's the hub of the community.
Okay, so what sort of stuff do you do down there?
Cool, what don't we do? We have a Young at Heart program where we feed and gather all the over 60s and 70s who are on their own in Ryde. We bring them down to lunch once a week and feed them and get them mingling and talking to each other. We collect all the waste food from all the supermarkets in Ryde, and we give it away to the homeless. We cook all the pop-up soup kitchens food. We have 100 volunteers there now. We feed them with it. And we work next to two really poor boroughs in Ryde, and we make sure the kids there get some fruit and some veg every day. So we also have our own community caf. We make all our own bread and cakes in the kitchens below. And that space people can come into all the time, and they just sit and talk and listen to each other. We have creative cafs in that space.
So is the food free when they come in?
And they can buy the food that we make there, so obviously we need to make a little bit of money so we can make it sustainable. But we also have a sustainability tree which is around out the side, because we found that some people are quite embarrassed that they are struggling and not to get food. So we leave it out overnight, and then people can come at their own leisure and they can take whatever we've got there. So we always have bread, we always have veg, we always have fruit. So people can either come and help themselves if they're really struggling, or they can come in and we will bag them up.
And they can get a nice hot dinner.
And they can always come in and get a nice hot dinner. We have a sustainability behind our caf as well. So when you have a little bit of extra money, you can buy a bit of cake or some soup, and then you put it on the board. And then when people come in without money, or people come in struggling, and they get a hot meal, they get some hot soup, they get tea, coffee, and they get lots of love and an ear to listen to and a hug if they need one.
So it's sort of share and share alike.
100%.
It?
So it's all community. Community is a key word down there.
Yes.
We also have...
Where is it?
It's at Dover Street in Ryde.
Whereabouts?
So Dover Street is down at the front. You know where you have the bowling in the balcony?
Yeah.
And where the hovercrafts come in and the ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the end there, you have an island where all the carnival starts and meets. If you go directly up that hill, that is Dover Street. And at the top of there is where the Aspire Church is. It needs to be the Holy Trinity Church.
I know it, yeah. The
yeah,
big
yeah.
One.
So, and it's next to Dover Street School, so people seem to know more about
it's
that.
Quite
that's
a residential
where it's at.
Road. Isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. So it's just down from town, but and we have
open every day, Jay.
It's open every day, Monday to Friday. We're all in there as a team of volunteers. We hire the space out to generate some income, which is mostly weekends. We have weddings there, we do parties, we hire it out for the whole weekend to different people. We have spoken word there. We do lots of different things.
Spoken word as well.
Yeah, yeah,
you?
I'm a spoken word artist, as you know, Joan.
Yeah.
We've met each other a few
well,
times.
I've seen you perform, and you just blow the stage apart.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of taking that down to my project that I run at Aspire is called AIM, which stands for the Aspire Inspirational Musical Movement, and it's a community music project that we bring together people from the community. We have people who have played with Jimi Hendrix, who are on the festival, have toured all over the world, right down to people who come in with their support workers, and they just sit and listen, and it's we just share music, really. We're going to teach kids how to play guitar, how to play drums. We're going to teach people who want to learn how to be a DJ and MC. We're going to have spoken word classes. We've just had our big fundraiser last week. Big shout Lewis Berry, big shout Mark Reader, thank you for your support. Big shout Confed Fred and Dreamer Joe. They gave up their time to give us a fundraiser, so we now have the money in the bank to finish our community recording studio, which we'll be running as a sustainable business to have our own recording studio, which bands can come into to record in a professional environment. But also we're going to show kids and other people, how do you run a recording studio, how do you upload to social media, how do you produce, how do you master, how do you write a song. So as much as it's about giving what we've got away, it's about sustaining it as well, so we can keep growing this amazing project. So
sounds
it's pretty
like
cool.
A really good model.
It's really cool, Joan. It's really cool. Yeah. You'll have to come down.
I will.
And,
I'm going to come down. I'm going to do a much longer interview with you and hear the music live and get all that energy there and eat some cake.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we do good cake.
Do you make cake?
I don't, but my friend does, who runs it. Big shout, Andy, who runs the Kindness Kitchen. But we feed everyone. But yeah, anyone can come down and learn how to make bread, can learn how to make cake.
So if there's people listening who want to get involved on any level, whether it's from baking bread or running a studio and recording, what do they do?
We also have a recycle. We recycle bikes. We take all the bikes off the streets from the tips. We recycle them. We sell them to the community cheap. We rent them out. We take all the paint from around the island, and then we box up, make sure it's safe. So if anyone who can afford to paint in the shops, you can come down to us, make a £5 donation. You can paint your house, your walls, anything. We've got stores of paints.
It's amazing.
We have office space for rent. We've just had some money off Island Roads just to put another level into our office space. We rent a desk stuff. So anyone's got any parties they want to do, weddings, you want to do birthday parties, anyone wants to hire us for events, wants to hire us for discos, for open mic nights, anyone wants to come and use our recording studio, anyone wants to come and learn how to cook or wants to be part of a community, or if you're
what do they do, Jay?
If you would like to volunteer with us and be part of our growing Aspire family, please come down to Dover Street. We also have our Aspire Ride website up and running. You can go onto the AIM Facebook page or you can contact me or Heath, but please pop in, have some cake, come and see us and come and see what this fantastic community project's
thanks
all about.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks
Jay.
For your time, Joan.
Lovely. Have a great
everyone,
day
everyone. Come on down to Riverfest, it's wicked.
Yeah, see you soon. Okay, thanks Jay.
Bye.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.